When I was a child and I was being taught to say prayers, I was taught to say, you know, a prayer, maybe some of you know, Hail Mary, full of grace. But in my five-year-old head, I thought it was Hail Mary, full of grapes. And I always wanted to hear the story about the grape-eating event. But I never got it, you know. And eventually, I figured out that it was full of grace. And I was telling a friend of mine this story, and she told me that her daughter thought that the saying was that we should not take things for granted. And that kind of got me thinking, and it got me thinking about how Christmas, at Christmas, sometimes we do take things for granted, and that we have so many traditions. It's a time where we have really cherished traditions. You know, but sometimes we can almost get stuck with those and take them for granted. So we have culturally shared traditions like a Christmas tree or giving gifts, and then maybe we have in our family our own traditions like using our mom's tablecloth or putting out that one creche, or, you know, we have to visit Uncle Walt or something like that. And I think Christmas traditions are really important. And probably like a lot of you, I spend a lot of time and a lot of work trying to uphold those traditions and create a happy event every year. But if we carve them in stone and really get kind of locked into that, it can create a lot of stress for us, and it can kind of make the, for me it does anyway, and makes the holiday a little less enjoyable. For a few years, my family and I went to Cape Cod for a summer vacation, and we had a really good time, and it was really fun. And then after a while, it got to be like, we had these things we always wanted to do, but then it got to be like we had to do them. And so we'd go there, and it would be like, oh, we rode our bikes on the beach, check, got that done. Ate fried fish at McNemonies, check, got that done. You know, played miniature golf, got that done. And it got to be kind of like work, you know, and it really wasn't like a vacation. And so after a while, we stopped going to Cape Cod. We went someplace else to do something else. And so sometimes Christmas can feel that way, I think. You know, you can say, listen to Christmas carols, check. Drank eggnog, check. And it gets to be like you're going down a list of things that you feel like you have to do. And we can sort of end up with this idea in our minds, or again, I do sometimes end up with an idea in my mind of the perfect Christmas, and I have to make it happen. And we can get so wrapped up in trying to make it happen that we can kind of miss the point of the whole season entirely. And there's a movie that I like called The Ref. Kathy likes it too. This is the result of a conversation at Berry Beach. There's this totally stressed out family and this stressed out mother, and they're visiting their aunt and uncle, and the kids find out the aunt and uncle don't have cable. And a little boy says to his totally uptight, stressed out mother, well, what are we going to do now? And the mother says, get in there and enjoy the birth of Christ. So we can get so stressed out, you know, as I say, that we can start to think of these things, these joyous things, as have-tos instead of want-tos, and we can really miss the moments of grace that the holiday can provide us.
I had such a moment of grace a few years ago when I was preparing for our family's annual Christmas celebration. It was two or three days before the holidays, and my children were younger. So my daughter Julia was about 7, and my twin boys were 2. And I had about 3 to-do lists going at the same time, and I had a meltdown. And I was literally crying in front of my husband and saying, oh, my head, I have to go to the mall, and I'm going to have to park in the Massachusetts parking lot, and then I'm going to go to Hannaford and wait in line for an hour, and then I'm going to come home, and I have to clean the whole house, and then my parents are coming, and my sister is coming, and I was completely overwhelmed, and I just started crying. But then something happened. And this was my moment of grace, because I was able to compare that Christmas with Christmases from my own past And I got a whole new perspective on the situation. And I started to realize that I was going to take my working car to the mall. And I could park it where I could walk without crutches from the parking lot into the mall. And I could afford to go to Hannaford and buy lots of food, special Christmas food. And I have my own safe, warm house to clean. We're all welcome. My happily married sister, my independent brother, and my still healthy living parents, so that we can give gifts to my beautiful three children. Then I'm crying again, in gratitude. If you know me, I'm always crying. Since that Christmas, I've made a real effort to change have-tos into get-tos. Terry Lynn Taylor, the author of Messengers of Light, wrote, "Gratitude is our most direct line to God and the angels. If we take the time, no matter how crazy and troubled we feel, we can find something to be thankful for." So even though I know that I have a very, very privileged life and I have a lot to be thankful for, I still sometimes do get caught up in trying to create the perfect Christmas or even trying to create the perfect life. And then I'm surprised when things don't go the way I planned that they worked out better than I had in mind. Like the Christmas when my daughter was 2 and we had planned to go to Philadelphia and be with our family, but my daughter had what the doctors were calling an asthmatic event and we couldn't travel at the very last minute. And my brother-in-law and sister-in-law came up to visit us, but we ended up being on Christmas Day home alone with no food in the house because we thought we were not going to be home. And so we ended up driving around looking for an open place, and we ended up at a Chinese restaurant. And we had such a good time. It was just one of our best, it was like one of our best Christmas memories. Or the year we actually did get down to visit my family in New Jersey. And again, we were going along the list of gonna visit these people, these people, these people, back to my sister's house. We were gonna be there for a couple hours and go down to see someone else. And we got snowed in and we were there for a day and a half. And we had a great time. You know, we just got to know each other, like it was wonderful. Or the year that I was done with my college studies and I really wanted to get out of that town and I really wanted to get a job and I couldn't find a job to save my life. And I got offered a teaching position and stayed and taught at my alma mater and met my husband. So it wasn't what I planned, but it turned out to be better than what I had planned. And that was when my daughter was born. So this Christmas, I want to be open to those moments of grace and the gifts that I didn't ask for, but that I needed more than I knew. And Kathy and I want to wish for you a season and a year full of grace.